Okay, from a cautionary tale about an imagined future to a real-life but much less frightening effort to deal with a similar challenge in another part of the world, Japan has its own people problem. A quarter of Japanese citizens are over 65, and younger people just aren't having many kids. So the country's population is shrinking. This demographic challenge is often worst in Japan's small communities, and they're getting even smaller. So local governments are looking for creative ways to bring in new residents. One idea? To recruit single mothers. Here's reporter Susie Armitage.
Tomoko Shinkai works for the local government in Hamada, on Japan's western coast. It's hard to imagine a better cheerleader for the city. When I ask Tomoko what people should know about her hometown, she tells me, Come and see for yourself, she says. Tomoko's business card reads, Residency and Marriage Promotion Section. Yes, Japan is officially trying to get people to pair off and have babies. Some areas even hold speed dating events and recruit volunteer matchmakers called
Happy Coordinator.
When the government's working with happy coordinators to boost the birth rate, you can see why small towns like Hamada might want to attract single moms. They come with kids. Lin Wakao moved to Hamada with her daughter 2.5 years ago. Her daughter is 4 now and goes to a daycare center here.
Oh, yeah.
Lin's from a big city, Nagoya, but she wanted to try living in the countryside. She found Hamada's program for single parents through an online search. Single dads are welcome too, though so far, only moms have come. Hamada helps place the single mothers in jobs at local nursing homes. The program pays the women while they train to help seniors with things like bathing and meals. It also covers moving costs, part of their rent, and a used car to get around. And once the training is complete, there's a cash bonus of around $9,000. For Hamada, the outlay is worth it. Nursing homes are a growth industry here. On a rainy afternoon, Tomoko drives me and my translator, Akiko, to one of the nursing homes the city works with. We pass slick tile roofs and a row of scarecrows guarding a neon green rice field. When we arrive, some of the residents are in the lounge, having tea.
Konnichiwa. Ogenki desu ka? How are you?
This place is a symbol of Hamada's changing demographics. It used to be an elementary school. Now it's home to around 30 seniors, and more are hoping to get in. Another facility nearby has 200 people on the waiting list. Managers say it's hard to find enough workers, so they're happy to have the city's help recruiting single moms. Tomoko says she loves helping these women feel at home. In the past 3 years, 13 single mothers have moved to Hamada with their kids, and most of them have stuck around. The ones I've spoken to tell me they're grateful to be here. Being a single mother still carries a stigma in Japan, and working mothers often get stuck in lower-paying jobs. For Lin Wakao, the issue was childcare. She says she couldn't find a job in Nagoya without having childcare, and she couldn't get childcare without having a job. In Hamada, her daughter's daycare center is near the nursing home where she works. For shrinking cities, welcoming parents with young kids makes sense. But it doesn't tackle the deeper reasons behind Japan's baby bust. Many people are getting married later, or not at all. Long hours and mandatory drinks with the boss make it hard to balance work and family. And women still do most of the childcare. Hamada's approach isn't about solving these problems. It's just trying to bring in new blood, so the city will still be here when the older generation is gone. On that front, Lin Wakao is a success story. After she and her daughter moved to Hamada, she met and married a local man. No, they weren't set up by a happy coordinator or through the Department of Marriage Promotion. Lin says it just happened, and she's happy to call Hamada home. For The World, Susie Armitage, Hamada, Japan.